we invite you to close your eyes and to just attune to the energy within. Where are your thoughts taking you in this moment? In this moment where we are focused on connecting to the silence and the stillness within. Just allow those thoughts to come in and leave. We don't need to attach to them. Let's just observe any thoughts coming in and going back out again without judgment. We are merely observing. And if there are any thoughts that take us away from the beauty of the Creator that are within us, let us have self-compassion in this moment. It is okay to allow these thoughts and feelings and emotions to arise. They are simply passing through us. They do not need to belong to us. But the only thing that truly belongs to us is that we are a part of the Creator, and the Creator exists and resides within. This is our true authentic self, a divine aspect of divinity. That is who we are. All the other thoughts, feelings, and emotions we have are simply noise that get in the way. And so let's quiet that noise. Remain in the silence and stillness as we can connect and hear another beautiful message coming from Kryon.
Is the Earth doomed? Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. Well, you've been hearing this for a lot of time and many layers, dear ones. So, in answer to, is the Earth doomed? Of course it is, and in several hundred million years, your sun may then disappear, explode. But that's not what you're talking about. But there is a message that seems to be the message of the day, the message du jour, as they say, that the Earth is doomed. And it has many layers to it, and you're hearing it from many sources. All of these things are not going to make you sleep well. I'm here to give you information that I've given you for 36 years. Dear ones, this past, this earth, all that we have talked about all of this time, you're right on schedule, not for doom. But that's the way it often looks, and for many reasons, many layers. There are those who would say, I don't know what you think, Kryon, but we are actually looking at some facts here. We're seeing rising ocean levels, we're seeing increased heat on the planet, we're seeing all these things, and it's going to end in doom. Dear ones, that's exactly what the media wants you to believe. It sells a lot of products, you know. I'm going to ask you to do some research. Why don't you ask a meteorologist or a geologist all about what's happening on the planet? And if they've done their homework, and if they're real, and if they have an education, and they're professional, they will tell you the Earth goes through cycles. And this cycle that you're experiencing right now has happened over and over and over. And we all know what's next, they say, because of the cycle. It stops doing this, it goes into a little colder spell, and it does this again. You lose the Great Barrier Reef many, many times in history. You'll lose it again, it'll come back again. Glaciers, they come and they go. It's a cycle. You're not doomed because of what you see outside. Now, what you see outside could probably be better if you'd clean up your air or if you'd get a little greener. That's exactly right, but it doesn't spell doom. There are others that say, well, look at all of the geology that is starting to heat up, the geothermal activity. It's happening, and it's scary. And dear ones, it's happened before, and it was scary then too. You know, There were maps about this entire thing. It had the geothermal activity heating up, and it was so bad that part of the continent was going to crack and fall off into the ocean. And you're seeing that being given to you yet again. This is old news repeated. Do you realize that just in the few last decades, you have had some tremendous explosions, volcanoes that erupted in the great northwest of America? Half of a mountain was blown off, it seems. A quarter of it slid down into the valley. This is as bad as it gets, you might say. So explosive was it that even some of the dust went around the world. Dear ones, this is very serious, but you saw what happened and what didn't happen. Yes, there are geothermal activities. Yes, there are things. Ask about the cycles. Go back and see them. And you will understand that it is also cyclical. Sure, there will be things that you don't expect coming. But it doesn't mean that half the country is going to fall into the ocean like you're being told. There are many of these kinds of things happening right now. Let's talk about another one. There are those who will say, okay, take a look at the resources that you have on the planet. How much food can you grow? Take a look at that, all the resources and the oil and everything else. Then look at the projected population of the planet. And there's no way. There's going to come a place where it will not support population. And then you're into starvation. Then you're into then awful times and wars and all of these things. By the way, I'd like to tell you, this was also the projection some decades ago when they did the same thing. And they looked at the projection of those who would be born and how many there would be, and they looked at how much food you can grow. And you, by the way, by now, were supposed to completely have run out of food. Well, that was before a technological advancement called fertilizer, which changed the curve completely. And now you have enough growth to feed the world. Look at the growth rate of that which has been expected. I will tell you something, if you really want to look into it, your country, perhaps, and others, is headed for zero growth, population. This is sometimes controlled by the economy, by consciousness, sometimes by governments. In other words, the advancement of how many humans are born on a curve that you expected or has been in the last decades or so is starting to slow down, way down. So that is also something that is happening that you didn't expect. But what you don't really know is what's coming, again, in technology that may triple the amount of food that you can grow on this planet for yourselves and others. Electricity for all, dear ones. Water available. Things that are not present now that you're making all of your judgments and assumptions are, as you say, you're doomed. It's time to use some logic. And not just listen to those who are the soothsayers that want you to fear and be afraid. Every time you fear and you're afraid, you want to turn to a source. Perhaps it's a source that they want you to turn to so that you'll be more fearful and more afraid. And then you will be controlled by what they tell you to do to make it all right for a while. Then there are those who say that the consciousness of the planet is also doomed, and you can tell, and many are saying, well, you can tell it by the politics of the day. It's just awful, and we're doomed. I will tell you this, dear ones, and I kind of indicated it in the message that I gave at the State of the Earth, that if the other, let's say, party had won, there would be the same message from the other party. No matter who won, I told you, you're still doomed in the minds of those involved. Because this particular situation right now that you're having on the planet is not the way of the future. It doesn't give you the signal of the future. It gives you the signal of here's the dirt, clean it up. This is what we've been telling you was always coming. You get to see the worst of the worst. In every party, in every single news media, in every place that wants you to fear. It's going to lead to a time when there is a consensus of the majority that says it's time to stop. And that time is sooner than you think, dear ones. We have told you before that the news that is not being reported are the kinds of things where the consciousness of the planet, and you can see it even in the countries you live in, is starting to shift. And you're not going to see it at the top. You're going to see it in the regular people who have the podcasts, for instance, the information channels that you're not listening to, and some of the things that they're starting to report that you're not hearing on the news. There's a lot of light. How much of the earth wants to stop the wars? And you would say most of it. Most of it. How much of the earth would you say is willing to feature another war against another country? And the answer is probably none of them. The consciousness of regular folks, you might say, is starting to change. And what you are seeing on the news is the minority doom report. In almost every layer that I gave you, these are the ones who are either frightened enough to perpetuate the news, the consensus reality of doom, or the ones that actually are invested in it and want you to be afraid. 36 years ago, I told you this very thing would be taking place. It's a war. Call it what you wish, between that which is the old darker energy of control and the light energy that is starting to appear and ask the questions that you're starting to hear. Some of your movies are also starting to finally look toward the future and light instead of a doom of an Armageddon. It's coming. These are the things that slowly will be reflected in the thoughts of your youth. Look to some of your youth and their wisdom and what they are saying that might be different from anything you're seeing on your media. Light is winning, and you don't even know it. Dear ones, don't fear or have anxiety over the things that perhaps are being given to you on a platter so you can fear and have anxiety. Do your own research, take a look around, but more than that, feel the peace of the divine inside you. I'm crying. In love with you all. And so it is.